Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, there's a mix of stories right across the papers here at home today, but we'll start with one that will dominate right across the course of the day, and that's the front of the Independent. Battered Fine Gael's desperate scramble to stay in power. According to the Independent this morning, the paper writing, the credibility of Leo Varadkar's minority government has taken a further battering as it scrambled last night to ensure that it had enough Dáil votes to stay in power, and the Taoiseach is likely to need the support of independents like Noel Grealish, who recently had made controversial remarks about immigrants. And this is, of course, to beat tonight's motion of no confidence tabled in the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy. And government sources last night insisting that they were confident that Owen Murphy and, by extension, the government would survive this no confidence motion. A Christmas election is, this would mean it would be set to be avoided, and the embattled minister is expected to survive the Dáil vote of no confidence later today. Today, as you heard Kieran mention, Owen Murphy himself will be on News Talk Breakfast after 8 o'clock this morning. The other story in the front of the Irish Independent today is, as you heard Kieran mention there, it's the front of the paper, Virginia Giuffre, who alleges she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein. She spoke out in a BBC interview that was broadcast last night, and there's more details of the commentary she made right across the front of the paper, and indeed it's in the front of all of the broadsheets and also the British press as well. This morning, the Irish Examiner leads with something different. Medical cannabis will change lives. That's their headline this morning. The paper's political correspondent Elaine Loughlin writing that patients are set to get life-changing medical cannabis before Christmas thanks to the approval of two products for sale here. And campaigners and patients had criticised the slow progress of the rollout of medical cannabis, which has forced many sufferers to purchase the product on the black market or to travel abroad for the drug. But the Health Products Regulatory Authority has now paved the way for those suffering with multiple sclerosis, the nausea and vomiting associated with chemotherapy, and also those with treatment-resistant epilepsy to receive the drugs within a matter of weeks. And Deborah McQuillan, whose 15-year-old daughter has between 4 and 12 epileptic seizures each night, said the drug will provide hope to many people. And there's more on that story in the front of the Examiner, and also editorial commentary too on the inside of the paper. The Irish Times leads this morning with private schools still dominate third level courses. This is pupils emerging from private schools across Ireland are keeping a strong grip in the most sought after third level courses, and it's despite millions being spent on trying to narrow the class gap within education. This is the annual Irish Times. Their feeder schools list is out this morning, and it measures the proportion of pupils who progress to third level, and it shows a gaping social divide between affluent and poorer areas of the country. Half of the 25 schools which sent the highest proportion of their students to third level this year were fee-paying schools. Almost all pupils in these schools went on to higher education, and the bulk were in the affluent areas of South Dublin. But by contrast, the proportion of students going to higher education in some of the poorest schools is as low as 15%. And the dominance of the private school sector is likely, of course, look to spark a fresh debate again over the state subsidies for the sector, which are worth €90 million each year, because the funding goes on salaries for teachers in the 51 fee-paying schools, along with capital expenditure grants for computer equipment and also sports facilities. And if you're interested as well, there's a whole pull-out section of the paper this morning in the Irish Times with the lists of all of the feeder schools placed, and also analysis as well. Just a quick look though at the tabloids this morning. The Star leads with the FAI. The Sun leads with the story this morning regarding Lisa Smith. The Daily Mail leads today with Help Us Save Bingo. You may have heard it in the news there. Hundreds of supporters will protest at the Dáil today to stop a new law that threatens the 4,500 job activity. The Herald leads this morning with the cervical check test controversy. And the Mirror leads this morning with their headline, Tubbs Toy Joy, 1.7 million viewers. Would you believe, tuned in to watch the toy show, the Late Late Toy Show last Friday night. But to some of the other stories that you will be talking about today. Interesting story in the Irish Independent this morning. Fees slashed for injury units in a bid to try and ease the trolley crisis. Of course, something that we talk about time and time again. But according to the paper's health correspondent, Eilish O'Regan, this morning, the €100 fee for attending a hospital minor injury unit is expected to be cut by €25, and it's part of a drastic series of new measures to try and control the trolley crisis. And the Health Minister is expected to unveil a fresh package of measures this week. It's on top of the €26 million winter initiative funding, and it's aimed at trying to it really comes amid the harrowing testimony from patients who were enduring grueling delays in several congested A&E departments across Ireland. But this new fee of around €75 is sort of seen as an incentive to patients to avoid the accident and emergency departments for the kind of less serious ailments and to go to one of the 11 minor injury units right across Ireland instead. We're interested in your view on that, with the idea of a €25 reduction. Would that be an incentive to make you go to minor injury units instead of going to the accident and emergency departments and facing long queues? Also in the Independent, the story this morning, interesting story on page 21 of the paper, St Vincent de Paul is rolling out cashless buckets for donations by card at the church gates. The charity is leading the way in church gate collections because it's going to become the first charity to roll out new cashless buckets. And these buckets will be fitted with an electronic card reader, and it will allow donors to make donations with their debit or their credit cards if they don't have cash. And it's the first charity to roll out this method for cashless donations at the church gates. And the cashless donation buckets will not only be at the church gate collections though, because they will be made available to St Vincent de Paul volunteers for use wherever they see fit. And there's more on that story in the Independent this morning. But the story that caught my eye today is on page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. The headline, Garda padding its figures as force orders 200 Lycra shorts with Italian cushioning. And Garda Síochána is going soft, but not in the way that you might think, according to the Irish Times, because the force is seeking to purchase 200 sets of Lycra cycling shorts, complete with also this GoFit padding from Italy. And the purchase is part of a move to try and modernise the uniform of some of the 800 members trained to carry out their duties from the back of a mountain bike. And the guards are seeking to spend €135,000 plus VAT on these high-end cycling gear for its members, according to a request for tender documents published last week. But the winning supplier will be required to provide 1,200 pieces of equipment, which could be used for on the job. The cycling shorts should also be made, it's described here in the paper, they should be made of Lycra sport fabric, which ensures a correct muscular compression, and have a flat lock stitched seam for maximum comfort. And also required will be 200 pairs of modern style sports glasses and interchangeable lenses as well. And a similar number of cycling shoes will also be required. And there's more on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. But to some of the other stories that you will be hearing about as well today, back on the front of the Irish Times, and you may have heard it in our news bulletin as well, it's the cervical check, the smear test review, because another 60 women have applied to join the support group for those affected by the cervical check controversy. And it's after an independent review of their smear tests found abnormalities were missed. Now, the women are among hundreds who have received a discordant result from a review of their slides by the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists in the UK. But it means the review, which re-examined the slides of more than 1,000 women who had been tested for the disease under cervical check, were given the all clear and later developed cancer and produced a result that was different from the original finding by cervical check, with possible implications for the women's treatment and health. And this overview report from the RCOG is due to go before Cabinet today, after which it will be published. And the government also plans to publish new patient safety legislation after Cabinet, which will provide for mandatory open disclosure of serious incidents in the health services. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Also in the front of the Irish Examiner, rubbernecking, a danger to traffic, says Garda boss. This is in Cork. A screen is going to be erected to prevent a tragedy because of drivers rubbernecking at a fire-damaged shopping centre in Cork City. That's according to Superintendent Colm O'Sullivan. He said that work on the screen at Douglas Shopping Centre started yesterday, but it may take 1 or 2 weeks to complete. And demolition work on the site is to stop until a screen is in place. And Mr O'Sullivan also is urging drivers to focus on the road instead. We'll just take one final story though for this morning. It's back on the front of the Irish Times. Dublin City Council paying €195,000 a year for empty building. That's the headline. The City Council is paying almost €200,000 to lease a historic city centre building it planned 3 years ago to turn into a homeless hostel but has never been used. And there's more details on that story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.